Hi, this is Anita from the Dusty Roads podcast. Today I'm going to divert a little bit from the travel and I'm going to talk a little bit about social media. And one of the reasons I'm going to talk about social media is that many of you out there may be thinking about travel, or maybe you want to turn travel into, you know, what is known as sort of, I don't know if you call it the gig economy or the economy where you can become more like an influencer. Or maybe you just want to be able to share your travel with the world or with family, with friends or with others, or just be able to share your life. I kind of call it the road warriors, those that are kind of like out there on the road, sort of working out on the road. And, you know, maybe you're thinking about, well, what are the best social media platforms for me to use? Today, I want to talk about six social media platforms and maybe, you know, talk about why you might want to be on these social media platforms or maybe why you don't want to be on them at all. First of all is, you know, if you're using social media, let's say for a small business, or you want to be able to set up a business, or you want to become sort of like an influencer, or you're working out there on the road, you need to first of all understand and know a few things. You need to be where your customers are. You know, if your customers are on Facebook, then you need to be on Facebook. You need to be exactly where they are. You need to, you know, set up company pages. You need to build a brand. You need to be social, and you should use marketing platforms to be able to help you to be able to do this. And also, your content design are important. You know, you might think that all of this is easy. Well, actually, it's really quite complicated, and it's getting more and more complicated as time goes on. You know, certainly platforms like TikTok have continued to be extremely, extremely important and are getting more and more important as in video overall. But that doesn't mean that there aren't other social media platforms that are also just as important. So let's go through and talk first about Facebook. You know, Facebook is one of these platforms that I know it's been getting a lot of negativity. People are getting more tired of it. People are like, oh, you know, do I need to be on Facebook? And I understand, I sort of get it. I'm kind of a little bit like many of you out there. I'm probably, you know, not as enamored with Facebook as I once was. But yet at the same time, Facebook does still continue to be a place where I can find most of the people and most of my friends and most of the people I know. I do find that these days I am using Facebook Messenger more than I'm using the actual Facebook app. And I believe that there are probably many others out there who might feel the same way, that maybe you're in some Facebook Messenger groups. So Facebook Messenger has become more important to you. It's a great way to be able to communicate, to be able to call people. It's a great way to be able to keep in touch and without having to go through everything that might be on Facebook itself. I was quite interested because the other day I was talking to somebody here in Vietnam where I'm at, and they said, well, we don't like Facebook anymore because there's too many ads on there, which is really sort of interesting. And I've been hearing some similar stuff like that even in the Philippines and other Asian countries where Facebook has had huge amounts of growth, that, you know, there could be people are kind of waning with it, getting a little tired of it because of many of the ads which are on there. You know, Twitter, which is now X, you know, is still popular. I have never been a huge Twitter or X user at all, but I know there's many people out there who use it, and it still is a very popular platform. YouTube seems to be one of the great ways that continues to grow. And I think part of that is just because of the sense of video content. Anyone you talk to, anyone you listen to that's in marketing, they all talk about some of the video content, which is actually things like YouTube and TikTok. And of course, TikTok has had huge amounts of growth. I myself am not on TikTok, but yet I know that there are people who spend hours and hours on TikTok looking at lots of different things, people falling down, people, you know, all these other things which might go on into other people's lives, and they love it. They consider it to be a great entertaining type of platform. The other one is, you know, Instagram. Instagram, you know, if you're doing something that's visual, if you're looking for photos, even for stories, Instagram is a great platform to be able to use. There's some, you know, great things about some live streaming. It can be quite easy to, you know, connect your Instagram account now with your Facebook account, which is really a great way to be able to monetize or use both of those platforms together. I find as far as like getting more followers and things on some of these, it's slowed down quite a bit. Again, I don't know if people are necessarily following as much as they used to be, if they're just going on there and just sort of looking and seeing. But yet they're still viable and they're still very important platforms to be on. So if you are on Facebook, I would recommend that you also get on Instagram, because you can use the Meta Business Suites on Facebook and you can basically post simultaneously to both of them. So this does make it very easy for you to be able to use both of them at the same time. Pinterest is one of those sort of interesting platforms, which has, you know, never been as huge as Facebook or Instagram, but yet Pinterest is a great platform. One of the things that I love about the Pinterest platform is the fact that Pinterest can act more like a search engine. That's why many times when you're doing some searches, you might see some Pinterest or some pins coming up as part of the searches. Though I have to admit for myself personally, when they come up for me on Google and then I have to try to get into Pinterest to be able to see things, I do find it kind of a little bit messy the way to go between both the platforms. I do find that kind of a little bit messy in that. But yet a large percent of the U.S. population is still on Pinterest itself. And even though Pinterest is mainly still women, there are some men that are getting on Pinterest. Part of this because Pinterest really has a lot to do with things about travel, about home, about other things like that that people are getting on there to be able to look at. If you're looking to do some things with travel and this website, A Bus on a Dusty Road, is a lot about living your life as a global citizen, which also encompasses travel, history, and other things. Pinterest is still a pretty decent place to be able to post some pins and to be able to post some things. One of the great things about all of these that we've talked about now is that they're all free. Like, you don't have to, it's basically your time, it's your effort. It's not that you have to pay money to be able to join them. And that is one of the great things about all of these with social media so far, is that you can basically join them and you don't need to pay money. But you do need to, of course, spend the time and other things. I want to finally talk about LinkedIn. LinkedIn recently has changed some of their algorithms. And one of the reasons why they changed their algorithms is that LinkedIn really is a business-to-business platform. And they've been seeing more people getting on there and using it kind of more like Facebook, where they're posting pictures of themselves like, here's a photo of me at Starbucks drinking a cup of coffee. That's not what LinkedIn sees LinkedIn as being about. LinkedIn sees LinkedIn as a business to business, where it has to do with things that are professional, such as job searches or businesses to businesses connecting together. So recently, LinkedIn has been saying that they are going to start rewarding content that has to do more with business to business. But it's not just any type of business to business. For example, if your core business is, for example, say travel, and you decided to post about coffee, LinkedIn will not see that as your core business. Instead, they will see it as travel. But if you post about like the 10 top tips or way to be able to travel, that may give you some good exposure on LinkedIn itself, or how to become a travel agent, or something like that. That might be something that LinkedIn may see favorable for their platform. So, trying to decide which social media platform might be right for you, can at times be a bit confusing. It may be a bit daunting. But, the most important thing to remember is that the best social media platform is where your customers are at, or where those people you want to contact are at, or basically where you want to be if you're just doing it for yourself personally, where your friends and family and others are at. I will leave a link to my blog post, which is about the top social media platforms for a small business, but basically for anyone, if you'd like to be able to read more. We'd love to have you go on there and to be able to read more about this. And we'd love to be able to also hear from you if you have any questions or comments. Thank you so much for being part of our community. We appreciate you. We hope that you will continue to strive to live your life as a global citizen. Thank you so much for our technical team who helps try to get this out to the world or to the globe, specifically Rico for help making that happen.